The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you. Jesus and his disciples came to Jerusalem. As Jesus was walking in the temple, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders came to him, and they said to him, "What authority have you for acting like this? Or who gave you authority to do these things?" Jesus said to them, "I will ask you a question, only one. Answer me, and I will tell you my authority for acting like this. John's baptism, did it come from heaven or from man? Answer me that." And they argued it out this way among themselves. "If we say from heaven, he will say, then why did you refuse to believe him? But dare we say from man?" They had the people to fear, for everyone held that John was a real prophet. So their reply to Jesus was, "We do not know." And Jesus said to them, "Nor will I tell you my authority for acting like this." The Gospel of the Lord.
The definition of philosophy means the love of wisdom. The love of wisdom. Now we have heard for the past 2 weeks passages from the book of Ecclesiasticus, which forms part of the wisdom literature. But for the Israelites, they had a somewhat different, or shall we say, deeper understanding of wisdom and what wisdom means. And in the book of Ecclesiasticus, wisdom is extolled as the path that leads to God, together with following the commandments of God. And to be wise for the Israelites, among other things, means the ability to be able to discern good from evil. So if we follow the path of wisdom, we will pursue the path of good, which of course ultimately is God, who is the source of all goodness, who is the source of all wisdom. And for Justin Martyr, in his quest as a philosopher to seek wisdom, to seek the truth, he ultimately found this in its fullness as revealed in Jesus Christ, who is the truth. He is the truth. And to follow the path of Jesus is to come to that knowledge of truth, the knowledge of God, the knowledge of God who is all love, goodness, mercy, forgiveness. So let us ask for that grace to pursue that the path of the Lord, the way of the Lord, that will lead us to his truth. And his truth being love. And following that path of love, we will come to our home, to the Father, who is all love, who is all mercy, tenderness, and goodness. Because when we do, we will ultimately find our true home, which is to be with him forever, who is the source of our happiness. So let us pray for that grace to follow the way of the Lord with great generosity, with great generosity.